Yeah, well, he's a two-time Super Bowl winner, so that's always outstanding. He throws the ball great. They've got great wide receivers. And it's no huddle, just like Green Bay, so it'll be important for our fans to be nice and loud.
Speaking of admiration, how much admiration do you have for the way Marcus Sherrills plays the game?
Sherrills, he slips through. Marcus Sherrills down the sideline, and a touchdown Vikings on the punt return.
Marcus does a lot of good things. You know, he plays all the special teams. He goes in there, almost gets interception at nickel. He's played safety. He's played corner. He's a guy that is valuable because of all the things he can do.
Three sacks for Linval Joseph so far through three games. He had one half all of last season. Former Giant Linval Joseph, what has led to that?
You know, he's playing a little bit more now because of some of the rotations that we've been in and because of some of the no-huddle situations. I think he's starting to really kind of like sacking the quarterback, too.
Rodgers sliding right, goes down again. Linval Joseph is the first guy in there to knock him down.
He's a big body guy that likes to play the run and sit down in there, but I think he's starting to like hitting the quarterbacks.
You missed Odell Beckham Jr. last year in the second to last game of the season. You get him Monday night. What makes him such a tough cover?
Well, he's quick. He's explosive. He's dynamic when he's got the ball. He makes great catches, runs good routes. It'll be a good test for us.
These Giants splashed in free agency in the offseason with Harrison, Olivier Vernon, Janoris Jenkins. How do those guys look?
Good. I think they're much improved. They're 10th in the league right now defensively. I think they're going to continue to get better, but they have very good talent, both the corners, Rodgers, Cromartie, Janoris Jenkins, JPP, he's back, and they've added Werner. They've got a lot of firepower.
Speaking of firepower, Mr. Zimmer's team had a lot last Sunday against Carolina, a very convincing victory. Let's take a look at a couple of plays.
Cam Newton from his end zone, and he's going to go down. It's a safety. Daniil Hunter came in and leveled the 6'5 Cam Newton.
Our special teams did a great job of punting him down in there. Locke did a nice job, and then Marcus Sherrills down the ball inside. And so this is second down and nine. This was actually a go call for our guys up front, and Daniil Hunter kind of stoned the left tackle there and then was able to get off. And you see they're running real deep routes. The fullback's going out in the flat, and Anthony's going to end up taking him.
Oh.
We're pushing back on the two wide receivers, both double moves. It was a post corner at the top and a post corner post by 19 down here in the bottom. But it was a great sack. It was a very timely thing. It all started because of special teams. We flipped the field position and had a chance.
Do you notice with 73 Michael Orr here, I mean, Daniil's really good and powerful and fast. Did he guess like a different move or was he off balance?
Well, he was trying to jump him.
Ooh.
You know, Daniil was coming off the ball, and so that helped. And, you know, even on the other side, tight end is trying to step down inside to get B-Rob, and he does a nice job getting back out. He got some help by the back and Remmers. But, yeah, this was a big-time sack, and it was an important part of the ball game.
Let's move to offense. This is one of my favorite plays from the game. It was a screen to Red Ellison.
And here's Red Ellison right here, usually a blocking tight end. You get those two big offensive linemen out front, little express for Red Ellison, big gamer.
So this is a play that we're trying to set up, make it look like a run play or trap pass back to the other side. Rhett is going to sit, and then he's going to sift out. We do a nice job with the two offensive linemen getting out. We find the two guys. It's a nice play. And
look at Brandon Fusco pull.
Yeah, Fusco does a nice job. He sets down, make it look like a run the other way, and then he gets out there and throws on the safety, which, you know, it's hard to get these guys in space, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get these guys on the ground so our backs and tight ends and everybody can run.